Welcome to One Christian Speak Talk Radio with Reverend Ray.
The oil. alabaster box, man. You don't know the cost of ordering an alabaster with a proper song. This is the first year. I mean, this is still the first month of the year, and we're just still celebrating the goodness and the mercy of God and the glory of Him. We do have we recorded a speaker earlier, Pastor James Robinson of the Tree of Life Christian Ministry. The message was preached actually on 12/31/2013, the last day of the year. Man, you got to listen to this. We can go ahead and play that and play it for a while and until we run out of time. Amen. Amen.
Here in this book, the first 10 verses pronounce woe on the false prophet, the bogus shepherd, and the wolves in sheep's clothing, while the latter verse of 10 through 31 pronounces deliverance on condition. God pronounced over you deliverance on condition. First, he said, he's going to come, he's going to wipe out the crooked priest and seek us out and come get us. God is about to seek you out and come get you, Rudy. Second, he said, if you heard it and if you were listening, he said he's come to deliver us from cloudy and dark days. Now you just had a blessing pronounced over you. 13 of them were just pronounced over you. The first one he said is, I am coming, I myself am coming to get you. The second he said is, deliver us from, and I want you to take this home. This is your homework assignment. You read Ezekiel for yourself. All 31 verses, and extract what God is saying to you out of this. I'm coming to get you, and I'm going to deliver you from cloudy and dark days. The third thing he said, he's going to feed us and give us our own land in a good fat pasture on high mountains. The fourth thing he said, he's going to give us rest and cause us to lie down. The fifth thing he said, he's going to bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which is sick. The sixth thing he said, he's going to judge between cattle and cattle and between rams and goats. The seventh thing he said, he intends to deliver us from all of our predators. And that he was going to set one shepherd over us himself. The ninth thing he said is, I'm going to make a covenant of peace and cause you to dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. The tenth thing he says is, hills of blessings and showers to come down on us in our season. Y'all ain't listening. The 11th thing he said was, the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and we shall be safe in our land, and shall know that, and shall know that I am the Lord, which have broken the bands of your yoke and delivered you out of the hand of them that serve you. That serve themselves, I'm sorry. And the 12th thing he said, none shall make you afraid. Imagine walking without fear. And the final thing he says, for you Israel are my people, saith the Lord God, and ye my flock, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. All 13 of these things are on condition. They are conditional. On condition, in other words, there are factors that influence the execution of these promises in your life this new year. Now, as a real estate broker with more than 40 years of experience in the business, there's a term that we use called due diligence. Somebody say due diligence. It's the process of investigating all facts, conditions, rules, laws, regulations, financial considerations, and other such matters as would affect one's decision to purchase a piece of property. Now listen closely. The various types of investigation that would comprise due diligence will vary from property to property. With the purchase of a home, it might include nothing more than a home inspection, a termite report, and a review of restrictive covenants in the community. However, when purchasing raw land for development, it could include zoning issues, possible environmental contaminations, surveys, soil compaction studies, analysis of cost to develop versus value when completed, and so on. And if you miss in your due diligence, you could end up with a piece of property that you couldn't build on or fulfill the purpose for the purchase. If you made one mistake, if you missed out somewhere, if for instance you forgot to see if the land perked, you bought it and then it didn't perk, you couldn't build on it because you failed in your due diligence. Y'all with me here? Now, in regard to the Word of God, due diligence would protect you from the rudiments of undeveloped statements and the false prophets, out-of-context scriptures, and devil's doctrine that would, if you missed, would restrict you from getting to the promise of God or its use because you continually are led or you look for Jesus in all of the wrong places and led by all of the wrong people because you refuse to do diligence, to do due diligence on the people that preach to you.
Man.
You trust anything a preacher says. You lack due diligence and you don't check him out and you don't check out what he's saying and he just leads you blindly wherever he wants you to go, steals you blind because you fail to do due diligence looking for God in a corner that he ain't there. Now, y'all don't talk to me, do you? So without due diligence, you end up with a meaningless word that has no revelation or promise. The requirements to escape the false doctrine and to avoid the possible pitfalls of zoning issues, possible environmental contamination, surveys of your soil, and its failure to perk, it will require us with due diligence to engage God in a daily love affair that's more impressive in comparison to any demonstration we have exemplified or illustrated in our approach to him in the past. It's going to require you to spend more time with God, church. It's going to require you to just stop listening to things that people say to you and study and know God for yourself. Here, turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. I'm almost finished. Due diligence. First thing in the world is to get caught short on a word that you haven't studied for yourself. Preachers cheating on us, hustling us, robbing us blind because we fail in due diligence. Can I get an amen from anybody? Y'all found that book yet? Now watch this, 29:11. For I know the thoughts. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. That's a famous verse of scripture. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Now see, we want to take this piece, this one piece of verse, because it sounds good and apply it to our lives. Anything more than our lackadaisical approach to God to reap this benefit, this scripture is out of this context when read and stopped right there. I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Look at verse 12. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me, come on with me, with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into a place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Now you got to understand something about what you just read. These verses are backwards. The condition is read last. See, the thoughts that he thinks towards you and the expected end that he wants to give you is a condition of you searching him with all your heart. So the verses are backwards, and when you look at it closely, as he makes the promise before he declares the condition, seek me early, search for me with all your heart, you can't ask me to bless you financially and know nothing about stewardship or the conditions of due diligence. You can't put the promise before the condition. Y'all with me here? God is saying you got to put me first. You can't just pick up the phone and call me when you're in trouble without doing any due diligence and having put me first. You can't just decide you are going to be a preacher in the house of God and you can't govern your own house. You got to demonstrate, church, some due diligence to engage God in a daily love affair that's more impressive in comparison to any demonstration you have exemplified and illustrated in your approach to him in the past. In other words, stop gaming God. We've been gaming God. Thirteen decrees came alive to many of us as God spoke over and into our lives over the last year, and yet there are some of us who never realized the promise because we lack due diligence, because we're gaming God. You want the 13 blessings that were spoken over your life, but you don't want to do nothing to get them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, here, turn there real quick with me. Say amen when you get there now. 2:9. But as it is written, is that what your Bible says? Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them who? That love him. Church, you got to develop a love affair with God. You want the revelation, but you don't want to spend the time loving on him. Amen. There's some due diligence that God requires of us to spend time in his face in order to overcome the bogus preacher, the deceptive scripture, and all the games that are played in church. You must know God for yourself. Y'all ain't talking to me. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words of which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we, when you spend time with God, but we, when you do due diligence, but we, when you know the author personally, we have the mind of Christ. So here's the summation of what God is saying to us in 2014. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways yours. Search for me with all your heart. Familiarize yourself with my authorship, as I will only be found in the meticulous, thorough, careful, and precise details of your expedition. In doing so, I will exchange your carnal thinking for my spiritual mind. To the faithful, your voyage will culminate in startling and great discoveries. My reward, saith the Lord, will be great, imposing, impressive, and abnormal. Can you imagine having abnormal experiences with God? Abnormal experiences in revelations will burst upon the scene when you spend time and due diligence with God.
Amen.
I will reveal myself and make previously unknown secrets known in ways that you are not accustomed to. Three areas of advice from God in this new year. Number one, be keen to your surroundings as in your environment and avoid with speed unhealthy conditions in which activities are carried out. Number two, be keen in your associations as in people. Everybody is not your friend. Everybody is not your friend or in your corner. Quickly cut off harmful, unhealthy, abnormal, and deviating ties that will lead you astray. Finally, be keen in purpose, as in the reason why you do what you do. If it's not for God, leave it alone. All three of these areas will either, in 2014, perfect you or destroy you. I will continue, saith the Lord, to speak and perform the decrees spoken in your life in 2013 over this congregation and over the lives of the faithful. Manifold blessings will be bled from the skirt of your garment to bless the poor, to bless the widow, to bless the fatherless, to bless the stranger in all areas of your life and sphere of influence. Can you imagine everywhere you go, you walk in and out as a blessing? You influence the environment you step into. You get on a plane that can't crash because you on it. You get on a boat that can't sink because you on it. You walk in your job and a terrorist or someone wants to come out and blow somebody's head off. They can't do it because you are there. An accident can't happen because you standing on the corner. Talking about being an influence, church.
Yes. Yes.
Talking about blessings bleeding from the skirt of your garment, pouring out on the floor, and anybody just walks through your shadow gets healed. Yes. This will require due diligence.
Yes.
For I, the Lord your God, have spoken this and will bring it to pass in the lives of the faithful.
Amen.
That's the word for 2014. Due diligence. Don't believe nothing you hear out of a preacher's mouth. Not even mine. Take me home and study me and make sure I'm leading you in the right direction. Can I get an amen, member? Due diligence. Make sure the word you're getting perks. Make sure the word you're getting is not contaminated. Make sure the word you're getting is sitting on a solid foundation. Due diligence. Make sure that you can trust what God is saying from this podium. And Lord knows, don't mess with none of these TV preachers.
Amen, amen. You've been listening to Pastor James Robinson of the Tree of Life Christian Ministry located in Clinton, Maryland. The subject matter has been talking about due diligence. You can actually order the CD in there from the church. It's called TOLCM.org. And just give them a line, tell them Ray sent you. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and sign out, man. That was a great word. We're going to play some music that was... my sister, Reverend Debbie Page, man, she just blessed us. It's a long song, so we're not going to probably play all of it, but just play a little hint of it. And just think about how good God is. Again, you've been listening to When Christians Speak, Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Christian Speak Talk Radio with Reverend Ray.
Amen. So we can go ahead and play this song. Amen.
Set me free. It's His anointing.
Amen.
His anointing that comes over us. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm going to learn it. I don't know all the words yet, but I will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so, you know what? It is 2014, and I've had three attacks already. God express what I feel inside. I'm sorry for taking so much time. I know, Elson, it's very hard for me to just come up and sing, you know? But anyway, I'm going to move on, church. I want to say I love you guys in 2014, and we will rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. And holy.
God, we thank you for listening to this broadcast. We pray that it has been a blessing to you. But try to do this more on a regular basis and see how this is working out on Spreaker.com. And just thank you for signing in. You know, we have a lot of archives of old shows that we have done in the past on Spreaker, on the website itself. I mean, on Spreaker.com, of course. So we encourage you to listen to them. Like us on Facebook. Yeah, we need all of the support we can get. This is for those that don't know the story. This is relatively new for us. And we're just trying to broadcast and just trying to be obedient to the things of God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon and love you much. Keep on holding on. Amen.